Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms late, upper 70s, wind gusts 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms mainly overnight, possible severe in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, we'll see temperatures at 43 degrees. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Wichita pedestrian dead after being struck by two hit-and-run drivers near Arrowhead Stadium as the man was leaving the Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday night. Police are searching for the drivers who fled the scene. The victim was 66-year-old Stephen Hickle of Wichita. Police say Hickle and another person left the game early, so traffic crews were not yet on scene to assist with exiting. The second person was not struck. Police say Hickle was struck by a vehicle and, while lying in the roadway, was run over by a second vehicle. He died at a nearby hospital. The latest COVID-19 numbers released by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment yesterday showed that in the time frame of Friday to Monday, the state recorded another 15 Kansas deaths attributed to COVID-19. KDHE also reports 75 new COVID-19 hospitalizations since Friday and almost 1,700 new positive cases. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, new group credits. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
The 89th Kansas Honor Flight made its return home to Wichita on Friday. This year's flight honorees were all veterans of the Vietnam War, and one volunteer said it was the welcome home they should have had when they first came home after that war. KSN-TV reports that for the first time in 9 years, three brothers took the flight together. Stan and Don Nipp served in the Army. Their brother Dale served in the Navy. They said the trip was the experience of a lifetime. When a lot of us here in the Sunflower State think of severe weather season, we think of the month of May. But severe weather can happen anywhere and any place if the right ingredients come together. And that could be happening tonight in the Sunflower State. Kansas weather forecasters say the next storm system arrives Tuesday and has Kansas in the crosshairs for stronger storms. Storms are expected to begin across southwest Kansas this evening and then move easterly across the state. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a 70-year-old man has died in an apartment fire in South Central Nebraska. The Kearney Hub reports the fire happened Friday night at the Colony Acres Apartments in Gibbon. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says fire crews discovered the body of 70-year-old Bradley Osborne inside his apartment while fighting the blaze. Investigators are looking into the cause of the fire, but say no foul play is suspected in Osborne's death. Gibbon is about 13 miles northeast of Kearney. The Kearney Symphony Orchestra opening its 116th season with a Halloween-themed concert, Heroes and Villains. The performance is scheduled for 7:30 this evening in the Fine Arts Recital Hall on the University of Nebraska at Kearney Campus. And South Central Nebraska weather forecasters calling for highs in the 70s today. Much cooler tomorrow with highs expected only in the upper 50s. Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Jamie Anderson challenged the council that a charter ordinance adopted this summer was unconstitutional and should be repealed. She indicated that her research demonstrated that the way it was done was improper, noting that adoption requires a two-thirds vote or six council members, must be published at least 2 weeks, and also allow a 60-day waiting period for a petition. The revision, according to Anderson, shifted authority from the council that would have required 5 votes to hire or fire the chief of police, city clerk, or city administrator. She argued that as a result, allowing the administrator to fire the police chief was inappropriate. Seeking transparency, she urged the council to take action and make a motion to repeal the latest charter ordinance. City Attorney John McNish responded with a rebuttal and summary of a Wichita case regarding court costs that went to the Kansas Supreme Court, and noted a city ordinance dating back to 2011 that addressed procedures which included hiring or firing the police chief at will. He went on that the purpose of the most recent change was to allow the city administrator to hold employees accountable, and that supervisory procedures, which included hiring or firing, lie with the administrator. He went on noting that a 2012 position job description made the post management level. McNish said the change this summer was a matter of holding the chief accountable. A brief back and forth as to the Farrah case versus the city of Wichita had Anderson again reiterating the charter ordinance most recently adopted was done incorrectly, again encouraging that it be done right. She asked for an attorney general opinion, which the council previously chose not to do. Mayor Jason Barnes, in a determined response, went on to say that he was juggling a 2011 code book that included employee job descriptions and a governing body handbook, and finally a charter ordinance. The 4-4 tie that he voted aye on was, in his opinion, an effort to distribute the power from the hands of the mayor alone. Todd Fry followed with a motion to have the attorney draft a resolution to rescind a previous decision, update the job description, fix the handbook, and related codes. The city attorney commented the decision was made correctly, which prompted Fry to note the public perception was only what they see, and that needed to be addressed. Mayor Barnes cautioned that such action could result in future volatility with mayoral appointments. Fry responded that people feel their voices are being taken away. Bobby Pippia presented the case that such a change could present other issues. Fry replied that he felt people are losing their faith. A call for transparency rose from the audience. McNish pointed out that personnel matters were confidential. In summary of the motion, it would rewrite the 2011 code book and related matters. After a lengthy discussion, the motion failed on a 3-5 vote, with Todd Fry, Terry Hughes, and Keith Beichman voting in favor, and Bobby Pippia, Diane Schroeder, Parker Price, Colleen Behrens, and Kevin Throm voting no. Replying to Keith Beichman, John McNish said again that he saw nothing wrong with the 2011 code book as it's written. As a result, the recent actions by the council stand with no changes on that 3-5 vote. A Greenleaf man was sentenced Friday to 2 life prison terms in the deaths of a Topeka woman and her cousin. 34-year-old Richard Showalter of Greenleaf was convicted in Shawnee County District Court on 2 counts of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and aggravated burglary in a July 2018 incident in Topeka where a home invasion led to the killing of 28-year-old Lisa Sportsman and her 17-year-old cousin, Jesse Polinski. 2 other men, at least one with ties to the victims, was also convicted. Nemaha County Commissioners will meet in special session Wednesday, October 13th at 8:30 a.m. to discuss the hiring of non-elected personnel. Mona Wilhite, age 83, of Topeka, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Private family graveside service Wednesday at the Frankfort Cemetery, with the Padman Funeral Home and Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mona Wilhite. Bonnie M. Harper, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Padman Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Bonnie Harper. James E. Adair, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Kinsley Mortuary and Hanover Mortuary in charge for James Adair. Violet I. Meyer, age 92, of Hanover, passed away August 3rd. Services to be held at a later date, with Kinsley's and the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Violet Meyer. Mary L. Parks Double, age 92, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Salem Cemetery near Steiner. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Mary Parks Double. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, kraut, zucchini, and tomatoes, rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby baker's peas, and mixed fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system that will move into the central parts of the Midwest, mainly as we head into tonight during the overnight hours, bringing showers and thunderstorms with a chance for some severe weather. Lingering chances for tomorrow before we have clearing skies with just isolated chances as we enter Thursday and Thursday night due to the upper level system. We're definitely going to see some cooler temperatures behind the low, highs only in the upper 50s, it looks like, as we head into Friday. So across the area, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 70s, wind gusts 25. Tonight, cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours, some severe upper 50s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies, highs only in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 43. For Thursday, partly sunny, chance of storms, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 94, the average low 46 and the record low 25. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 6:53. It's 43 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 12th of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Gruden out, and Lamar leads a comeback. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Raiders head coach John Gruden resigned following a New York Times report that he used racist, misogynistic, and anti-gay language in a series of emails that surfaced during a workplace misconduct investigation involving the Washington football team. A Monday night thriller to close out week 5 of the NFL, Lamar Jackson led the Ravens back from a 19-point deficit to overhaul the Colts in overtime.
Jackson takes the snap, looking over the middle, pumps once, throws, end zone, caught! Game over! The haze in the barn! And the Ravens have won it in overtime!
On WBAL, Jackson to Marquise Brown for the 31-25 win. Baseball postseason, the Red Sox are on to the American League Championship Series after Kike Hernandez hit a walk-off sack fly to give Boston a 6-5 win over the defending league champion Rays in Game 4 of the ALDS. More playoff baseball. The Giants won a pitcher's duel, 1-0 over the Dodgers in Game 3 of their National League Division Series. Evan Longoria getting the best of Max Scherzer for the game's only run.
Two-strike pitch. There's a swing and a high drive into left center field. Way back there. Still going. On its way. Adios, Pelota!
On KNBR, Alex Wood got the start for San Francisco, pitching 4 2/3 scoreless before the bullpen took over to finish the shutout. The Giants now one win away from dethroning the defending world champs. The Braves pitchers were lights out as well, shutting down the Brewers en route to a 3-0 win. In Game 3 of that series, Doc Peterson provided the offense.
1-2 comes, and it's hit in the air to right field. That one's got a chance to go. She's gone!
On WCNN, Atlanta pushing the Brewers to the brink of elimination. Game 4 of the Astros-White Sox series was postponed because of weather. It'll be made up this afternoon, the Sox looking to tie the series at 2 games apiece. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Quarterly report out from CoBank suggests that while the U.S. economy is still very much in the grips of a pandemic, supply chains arguably in the most dire condition since the start of the pandemic, as lead times for manufacturing inputs recently reached record highs. Persistent supply chain disruptions and labor shortages adding significant costs to business and consumers. A CoBank researcher suggests supply chain snarls are likely to persist well into next year, and so will elevated inflation. Rapidly rising input costs and product shortages are hitting agriculture as commodity prices have flattened and inflation compresses margins, but robust efforts have kept much of agriculture in the black. CoBank says corn, soybeans, and wheat prices declined from their third quarter high, but will likely rebound due to tight supplies and improving demand. Returning demand from food service led to strength in the U.S. meat and poultry, but inflation is expected to test consumers' appetite for meat in the fourth quarter. McDonald's recently announcing a commitment to achieve net zero emissions across their global operations by 2050. The company joining the UN's Race to Zero campaign and signing on to the Science Based Targets Initiative's Business Ambition for 1.5 degrees Celsius campaign. McDonald's will increase the emission reduced levels in its existing 2030 science based target and will set a long term reduction target to reach net zero emissions. Efforts underway since 2018 have already resulted in an 8.5% reduction in the absolute emissions of restaurants and offices and a 5.9% decrease in supply chain emission intensity against a 2015 baseline. McDonald's said a world with lower greenhouse gas emissions will result in more favorable conditions for farmers and ranchers. And efforts by the company to meet the goal include reducing emissions in its supply chain and empowering employees to innovate and use locally tailored solutions, offering insights to others to reduce emissions in forests, land, and agriculture. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's a latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Kind of watching what's going on at K-State. They've got some interesting trials going on to have the animals produce less manure. And, you know, that's a big deal to some people. You hear everything. One percentage to the other percentage of what we're contributing to global warming because of what passes through cattle right here in the Midwest. And it could turn out to be a detriment to us if we don't watch it. So we've got a lot of things happening, though, that's going to kind of nip that in the bud, I think. This is one of them, a K-State research project that's going on right now, revealing that feeding practice is showing good solutions for raising cattle with a whole lot less going through the cattle. If you get a chance, you might want to stop by K-State and take a look at the trial that's going on. They've got a pen of cattle over here they're feeding normally. They've got a pen of cattle over here they're feeding with this new designed ration. And you can just walk out there and see the difference in a heartbeat, the amount that goes through the cattle. So All of that is good business sense. And they're telling us that the gainability is about the same. So we're not going to lose anything. We're going to gain a heck of a lot. And quite honestly, even more so than just worried about global warming, if you have less cleanup, well, that means a lot of money as well. So not only is that going on, but there are trials all over the country feeding different things to different animals that make them react differently inside. So we're looking forward to that. We're also watching very closely this thing. This global warming thing now is heating up, for lack of better terminology. And folks, keep up with the news, especially here on the Stecklon Report. See you then.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
4-H for you.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from GNR Pooled Herefords, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, and your country, KNDY.
Hi, my name is Zephyr Landolf. I am a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I am 12 years old, and this is my 7th year in 4-H. This year, I only took pigs to the fair. I took 6 pigs and got champion, intermediate, swine showman, and got champion and reserve overall breeding gill. I also got reserve champion market barrel. I really enjoy the pig project and I can't wait until next year.
I'm Emily Swab in the Lucky 4-H Club in Clifton. 4-H is fun because I get to spend time with friends making crafts for the fair, and I can't wait for camp next summer. I even learn how to sew and speak in front of others. If you want to have fun and learn something new, too, then join 4-H if it's great.
My name is Carson Ring, and I have been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 4 years. I really enjoy showing my pigs this year and was Grand Champion Junior Swine Showmanship. I also took photos and got Reserve Champion on both of my color and black and white photo. 4-H is lots of fun.
My name is Lydia Shum, and I am 8 years old. This is my first year in the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I showed flowers, pigs, and different flower arrangements.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from GNR Pooled Herefords, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, and your country, KNDY.
4-H for you.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 2019 GMC Acadia. It's like new, priced right. A 2017 Chevy Equinox Premier Edition, 2016 Buick LaCrosse, and a 2014 Chevy Captiva Sport. Test drive these fine models today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Have you winterized your backyard bird feeder yet? All about attracting winter songbirds today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 12th, the 284th day of the year. Opera singer Luciano Pavarotti and actor Hugh Jackman were both born on this day. There are plenty of cheerful songbirds that stick around through the fall and winter months. Here's a few tips to keep them happy at your backyard feeder. If you buy mixed bird seed, look for a higher percentage of sunflower seeds and peanuts and less milo, wheat, and grain byproducts. To attract finches, juncos, and woodpeckers, put out Niger seed. Tube feeders or net bags work best for Niger seed. And to keep the bossier birds like grackles and blackbirds from intimidating other songbirds, try safflower seed. Cardinals and chickadees love it, but the messy freeloaders don't. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more bird feeding advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 43 degrees. Highs approach 70 again today with a pretty good chance of thunderstorms late tonight into Wednesday. Some could be severe.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. A big announcement as far as NCAA basketball in the Sunflower State. Wichita announced yesterday the start time as well as the on-sale dates for its matchup with Kansas State Wildcats at Intrust Bank Arena. It's the first men's basketball game in 17 years between the two in-state rivals, and it'll tip off at 5 o'clock on Sunday, December 5th. Tickets, which start at just $20, go on sale to the general public beginning at 10 o'clock next Friday. Fans can purchase online at selectaseat.com or by visiting Selectaseat box office at Intrust Bank Arena. Chiefs Kingdom, Kansas City Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be sidelined for some time after suffering a sprained MCL in the loss to Buffalo on Sunday night. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, the former LSU running back will miss a few weeks after the injury was determined to be less severe than it was immediately thought to be. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host Iowa State Saturday, October 16th in a night game at the Bill. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. and it's fan favorite Harley Day. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Cyclones and we celebrate our K-State Trailblazers. Don't miss Big 12 football under the lights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts Iowa State Saturday, October 16th.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville heads back home to take on Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights takes on Jackson Heights at home on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Clouds gather in her eyes. rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the
screen.